cliffcentral.com.
Let's change the subject this morning because George Meany is here from Auto Trader. George, of course, the CEO of Auto Trader. It's good to see you, George. And George, when he's on the show, means it's the last little bit of our Friday morning, and it's time to find out about what's going on with cars, with our roads, with the petrol price, with all of the stuff that affects you and me, and everything to do with cars. The CEO of Auto Trader, George Meany, what do you have to tell us today?
Hey Gareth, how's it been? And that was a really funny segment. I am flipping killing myself laughing.
Joey's the best. He's the best.
Joey, I'm considering going to do Joey's courses.
Yeah, I think we should all. What's happening, George?
So the driver's license renewal backlog, I don't know if you read, Gareth, has been cleared. So the Road Traffic Management Corporation has cleared the backlog, and it should now take you about 6 weeks to get your driver's license.
George, don't laugh, Joey. I went on Friday last week, and I collected my driver's license card. It arrived. And I'm so impressed. So it's going to be another 5 years until I have to do that again. I don't know why they don't just make it 10 years, George. Is there a reason?
I think it has something to do with tax, because you've got to pay every 5 years.
Right.
But the civil society group AfriForum is trying to push back and change the 5 years to 10 years. I agree. I think it should be 10 years.
Stupid, but anyway, I've got mine, so I'm thrilled. Remember I told you I had a great experience there? Well, fetching it was also easy, and it just depends which one you go to. Some of these driver's license places are very good, some of them are absolutely cuck. So if you end up at a cuck one, I'm very sorry, but I got mine and I'm thrilled. So I'm glad that they've cleared the backlog. Good news.
That's very good news. Let's hopefully they keep the backlog cleared. And then you're into chemistry, Gareth.
Sure.
You probably know something about solid state batteries. Which replaces the electrolyte inside. Every battery's got a liquid chemical that transfers the electrons between the anode and the cathode.
Mm-hmm.
And solid-state batteries apparently now have been researched to reduce its carbon footprint by almost 30%. A lot of OEMs are doing studies into when solid-state batteries could become the de facto battery inside an electric vehicle because of this carbon footprint.
Well, George, they've just done some some interesting research in the US, and this is going to piss off the environmentalists, but apparently air conditioning in America accounts for 17% of, and they're going through a heat wave in parts of Europe and America right now, so air conditioning is on everybody's mind. So air conditioning uses about 17% of the total amount of power in each average household in America. 17%. Do you know how much it would cost if every household in America also plugged in their car to charge it, if they were using an EV?
Based on my own EV, my house consumption doubled.
Yeah.
So I use 20 kilowatt hours per day, between 20 and 25 kilowatt hours per day. That's gone to 50 kilowatt hours per day based on
right. So what you've just proven is exactly the point. So I just want to remind the environmentalists, if we all drive electric vehicles, which is what Pete Buttigieg, who's the national secretary in the US of transport, he says, oh, don't worry about this fuel price thing, people, just buy an EV. So, I mean, that's just nonsense, because you'll double the amount of energy you use in your house. And while we're all fans of EVs, I don't see a problem with them. If you double the amount of power that you need in your house, which in this country means you, if we have to increase by another 100% the amount of power, that's not going to end up being a very good solution for us, is it?
Well, there's another problem, Gareth, and this wasn't on what I was going to talk about this morning, but there is another problem. And this is getting too technical, but every single house in South Africa that has a single phase line to that house has a maximum of 63 amp breaker in the distribution board. Now, simple maths says that 63 amps multiplied by the voltage delivery, which is 230 volts, gives you a maximum number of watts that you can pull out of that house.
Yep.
Which, if you take 63 amps multiplied by 230 volts, gives you about anywhere between 13.5 to 15 kilowatts at any one time. That's the peak.
So, in other words, those houses wouldn't be able to charge their cars and have power for the house.
Well, it depends on how much power you use. So if you're running your stove, your geyser, your lights and plugs, and you plug your EV in, chances are you're going to go over the 63 amps. So we have another problem inside houses when it comes to EVs.
So in other words, like, let's not all jump on this bandwagon just yet. There's a lot of infrastructure that needs to come into play. And Eskom have obviously also got to get their act together, because otherwise we're not going to be able to charge our cars. So these are just the realities. I mean, I know we talk about EVs, we talk about the future. It is going to get better, but I think we've got to be realistic as well.
Yep, and you know I'm a big proponent for EVs, but there are realities, like you say.
Yes, correct. All right, what else you got for
us? Much more fun topic. Why do birds poop on cars?
Oh. Go on, Ben.
Ben, you love that one.
No, it's hardy dogs. Hardy dogs were made. They're the only ones that escaped the prehistoric meteor attack just so they can crap on our cars. They're the only dinosaurs that remain, just for that purpose.
I parked my car at this one spot just a couple of days ago. Now, the car was clean, and I parked it under this tree for probably, George, I don't want to say more than 2.5-3 hours. I think pterodactyls must have flown over there and released. Like, yes, it's Joey, you have no idea how much shit was on my car. When I drove away, it looked like there must have been 200 birds who all, out of pure spite, decided to unload on my car. Is there a real reason, George?
Absolutely, there is a reason. So what color was the car, Garrett?
Silver.
Okay, so UK a company did a piece of research on why do birds poop on cars? And it turns out that the color of the car is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. So red cars are pooped on most.
Okay.
And the reason red cars are pooped on most is because they look like ripened fruits and berries. So the birds come.
Oh my God!
On your car.
All right.
Blue is second on the list because it looks like a watery surface.
Mm-hmm.
So birds poop on blue cars second, and then silver is third. And the reason silver is third is because birds are a little bit afraid of silver objects. So silver is probably a good color of car to drive.
Right.
But they still poop on them. Black is fourth. And because of the glossy reflective surface, okay, the bird can see itself in the reflective surface. And then the color that birds poop on the least is green.
Hmm. Yes, I've got a green car, George.
Okay, well
call.
Done, Ben. So you're going to get shat on less than everybody else's cars.
Awesome.
Okay.
So how do you prevent birds from pooping on your car? And maybe this would have been a trick, and you can take this with you next time, Gareth, is put a rubber snake on the roof of your car.
Yeah. That will keep lots of things away.
All right, I'll do it. Let's see if it makes a difference. Why is that supposed to scare the birds so they stay away from your car?
Well, because they think it's a predator, okay, and they avoid the area. So,
all right.
So put a snake on the roof of your car. And the other thing is, if you can, reflective surfaces scare birds away. Mm-hmm. Put old CDs to use. I'm not saying hang it in your rearview mirror like some people do, but
I like an old CD hanging from the rearview mirror. What the hell's wrong with that? But you mean you should just put a bunch of old CDs in the back window, you know, on the back thing there. That might also do the job.
Exactly.
All right,
exactly.
Very good.
And then very lastly, how long can a car stay parked without driving it?
I always worry about this, like if I go away for a couple of days and I leave my car, I always think, because, you know, your parents and your grandparents always tell you, oh, you've got to keep the engine running. Someone's got to start the engine. Otherwise, the battery's going to die. What is the truth here?
So the truth is probably 2 to 3 months.
Wow. Okay. That's not worth worrying about.
Because two things happen within 2 to 3 months. One, the battery does die. And then secondly, the petrol inside the petrol tank reacts with oxygen and then can become useless.
Oh, really? Huh. Okay. So it's 2 months. That's not so bad.
Not so bad. If you go away for a couple of days, you don't have to do anything drastic.
Well, listen, that's all we got time for this morning. Joey, always lucky to see you. George, always great to see you too. Ben, we will catch up next week. Have an excellent weekend, everybody. CliffCentral.com.